SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump's top national security officials face a second day of tough questions on Capitol Hill, this time in front of House members. Reporter Bernie Bennett has the story.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, CIA Director John Ratcliffe, and FBI Director Kash Patel are testifying Wednesday before the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence at its previously scheduled annual threats hearing. Director Gabbard addressed the leak of information to the press on Monday.
It was a mistake that a reporter was inadvertently added to a Signal chat with high-level national security principals having a policy discussion about imminent strikes against the Houthis and the effects of the strike.
Bernie Bennett reporting.
The questioning comes as The Atlantic, which published a story on a Signal war plans chat story on Monday, released on Wednesday morning the actual text of cabinet members. Also at SRNNews.com, Russia and Ukraine have agreed to a maritime ceasefire in the Black Sea. BBC correspondent James Landau reports.
The United States and Russia and Ukraine, depending on which document you've got, have agreed to ensure safe navigation, eliminate the use of force, and prevent the use of commercial vessels for military purposes in the Black Sea.
The deal comes after President Trump spoke with leaders from both countries. The Supreme Court has upheld a Biden administration firearm regulation on nearly impossible-to-trace ghost guns. It requires continued serial numbers, background checks, and age verification to buy kits to build the ghost guns, which are privately made firearms without the serial numbers that allow police to trace the weapons used in crime. The decision, 7-2. Gun groups challenging the rule, they had argued that the federal government had overstepped its authority in the matter. This is SRN News. Israel's housing minister has apologized after sparking political outrage.
Controversy erupted after a video emerged of the Israeli housing minister dancing and singing to an anti-Zionist song at his nephew's wedding. The song, popular with the ultra-Orthodox community, condemns the Israeli government and urges ultra-Orthodox Jews not to enlist in the military. It's a stance that has caused tension between secular and religious factions in Israel. The minister later issued an apology. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A bill has been introduced in Sierra Leone that would decriminalize abortion in the West African country. Tens of thousands of women and girls attempt to self-terminate their pregnancies every year in Sierra Leone, which has one of the highest teenage pregnancy rates in the world. Some Muslim and Christian leaders have denounced the current bill as ungodly and even hellish. This is SRN News. Greenland is not happy about this week's high-profile visit from Trump administration officials. Greg Cluxton reports.
Vice President Vance will now join his wife for a visit to an American military base in Greenland on Friday. Two other high-ranking Trump officials will also be visiting the Danish territory. Denmark's prime minister says the U.S. is exerting unacceptable pressure on Greenland. President Trump insisted the visit was friendly and not provocation, even as he continues to suggest an American takeover of Greenland. Greg Clugston, Washington.
For seven consecutive days now, protests have erupted across various Turkish cities, with people continuing to rally against the arrest of the mayor of Istanbul, the leading rival to President Erdogan. In Istanbul, the police have responded with pepper spray, tear gas, and rubber bullets to disperse hundreds of protesters. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.